Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto the next edition of the Kona Edge. It's great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us today. And we're going to chat some more nutrition today. And we're joined by returning visitor, Tom Ward. Tom, welcome back. Nice to catch up again.
Hi, Brad. Yeah, great to be back again.
Tom, nutrition is often referred to as like the secret weapon of age group triathletes, and often people neglect it, but it's almost, it's a fourth discipline, isn't it? I mean, it's as important as the other three.
Yeah, absolutely. And so easy to get wrong. And I don't think there's a long distance triathlete out there that hasn't got it wrong at some point in their triathlon career. Yeah.
You've obviously been pretty deliberate about what you do from a nutrition point of view. I mean, you do that with the rest of your training. Don't leave anything to chance when it comes to nutrition, do you?
No, definitely not. No. It's a very easy trap to fall into, and it can absolutely destroy your race and your preparation if you get it wrong.
Well, let's talk about your sort of strategy. Are you one of those guys that can eat solids, or do you tend to stick to the gels and liquids throughout a race and see how it goes? How do you approach a race like an Ironman?
Yeah. So for me, Brad, a mixture of both. I've got a very, very specific routine in the morning. When I get up before the race, I have some porridge, normally with a bit of Nutella, mainly because I like Nutella. No other reason than that. And then I would normally have something like a white bagel or a white bread jam sandwich not long before the race. I'm lucky enough to be able to eat quite soon before the swim and not have a problem with that. And that's a personal thing that isn't good for everybody, which means that I'm normally able to take some nutrition on relatively close to the swim start, which means that, I don't tend to fatigue in the swim. And when I come out of the swim, I'm in a fairly good place. I try to take on a reasonable amount of liquid and solid nutrition in the early part of the bike, Brad. So I only carry with me a bottle of gels. So I carry 10 gels. 10 to 15 gels, depending on what they are. I normally use SIS gels in a water bottle, which is my main race nutrition. And I would normally aim to consume that throughout the race, depending on how long the bike was. And I'll intersperse that with the occasional half banana or half, energy bar on the run, on the bike, sorry. So I'll normally take a half banana or a half energy bar at most aid stations. I don't use an energy drink. I only drink water. So I combine the water and the gels as my main source of energy, and then take the bars as I go. But I don't take any solid fuel on in the last 90 minutes of the bike.
And presuming you don't take anything on then in the bike, you're not taking on any solids while you're running either. Is that?
That's right. Yeah. So on the run, what I tend to do is I tend to work on the basis that I walk most aid stations. It depends on the race and depends how frequent the aid stations are. I walk most of the aid stations. And in the early part of the run, what I'll tend to do is make sure that every half an hour I've taken on one gel. And normally I'll make sure that I've practiced with the race day nutrition provider. So I'll find out who that is, and I'll make sure that I practice using that in training. The reason for that is I don't like carrying anything on the run with me. I like to run completely free. And therefore I'll make sure that I can depend on the aid stations and I'm comfortable with that. So I normally take on one gel roughly every 20 to 30 minutes for the first, say, a couple of hours of the run. And then I'll often switch to, maybe sips of energy drinks at the aid station with a bit of water. And often if they've got fruit available, like oranges or watermelon, I'll start to switch to fruit. I do find that helps me, because by that point I'm feeling a bit sick and all the glucose tends to be difficult to continue to consume late in the race. So I'll tend to switch to some fruit if they've got it. And then towards the end of the race, Brad, perhaps the last 45 minutes to an hour, and never before for me, I'll often switch to Coke. So I don't drink tea or coffee. So the impact of drinking Coke at the end of a race is quite significant for me. Whether that's psychosomatic and whether it's a placebo, I don't know. But I do find that switching to Coke at the end of the run really does help me a lot.
It's quite interesting, Tom. I mean, there's lots of sweet stuff in there. I mean, those gels. I mean, the amount of gels you're consuming.
Yeah.
And you talk about that feeling slightly ill from the glucose. Yeah. Is that something that you struggle with? Obviously, you've tried this out and it works for you, but you don't need anything to cut through that sweetness, something savory perhaps that just sort of breaks it?
It depends on what's available, Brad, I guess. I mean, at some races I've raced at, they do have things like pretzels or Ritz biscuits on the aid stations. And if they do, I will occasionally take something savory on board to break up the taste. One of the reasons I do switch to fruit, if there's fruit available, is because the taste of the fruit is slightly different from the taste of the glucose-based energy gels. And I do find that helps. But I don't actually specifically take anything savory, and I have to be honest, I'm a little skeptical about the benefit of salt. I don't ever take on salt. I never have done, and I've raced in lots of hot climates and never ever found that to be an issue. I think that, but having said that, I think a lot of people do find that they benefit from salt, and there's a lot of studies to suggest that the change in taste itself can have an impact on how you feel physically.
Interesting. Tom Ward, thank you so much for joining us on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Good luck on your future races and future endeavors, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks ever so much, Brad. It's a pleasure to be on here.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on theKonaEdge.com/nutritionseminar.